You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to the Taylor Merrick Podcast, the world's first and only 3-in-1 podcast.
1, 2, 3. On what?
You'll just have to find out. Here's your host, Taylor Merrick.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode in the Taylor Merrick Podcast. This is episode 123, and as always, I'm joined by my wife, Jane.
Hello.
So, why haven't we been able to do a podcast for the last, maybe month and a half? Well, sorry guys, but...
It's called, Our Baby Arrived.
Our baby showed up. So, obviously, as you could probably tell by the title for today's episode, that's probably mostly what we're going to be talking about today. I know I, advertise or bill this as a weekly podcast episode, but life has a way of getting in the way of things and... Sometimes you just have to enjoy life or deal with life and however it turns out. So, yeah, give me a break, guys. Jeez. No kidding. But, I don't know. I'm kind of looking at this podcast and going, this seems to be a really good way to just, capture and memorialize thoughts, memories, times in our life. Because once they're gone, they're gone. So, and it's always something fun to listen back on. So, I don't know why I'm reminiscing. Also, another reason why I haven't been able to get out a weekly episode here for the Taylor Merrick Podcast is because I do a daily live tech show and podcast called Latest in Tech News. You can find out more information about that by going to technewsgadget.net. If you're interested in learning about tech news or the latest gadgets or the latest video game or gaming news, that's usually where I am talking and blabbing about stuff on the daily and playing video games with those watching or hanging out. But that's where I am, and this podcast is still going strong after it's still going strong after how many years? But anyways, so Jane, you decide to have a baby.
You were involved too, dear. I'm sorry, but you can't just blame it all on me.
Well, it's not you decided to have a baby, and I just kind of got sucked into it. It was the baby decided she wanted to show up. Mm-hmm. So, what was the story around that?
Oh, it all happened at the beginning of October. We had gotten to a birthday party for your brother on, I think, Sunday?
Yeah.
And most of the family, extended family, was there. And, I just had this feeling as we were talking and stuff. They're like, oh, yeah, it looks like you might have dropped a little. I'm like, yeah, I think so. It feels like there's something lower down. But then I just had this feeling. And so I went to bed about 3 a.m. in the morning on Monday, I wake up feeling like I'm having cramps. And I'm like, something's going on. So it kept me awake for the middle of the evening of the night. And I end up waking up and I'm like, I'm probably not going to be going to work today, honey. So Taylor's like, oh, goody. So are you going to call me and I get to come home from work early? I'm like, well, possibly, depending on how things progress. I'm not sure I'm in labor, but I might be. So it turns out I was. I didn't go to work that day, and it was a good thing I didn't. I just was so uncomfortable from the contractions. I just would not have been able to focus on work. So I spent the day at home on the couch. My midwife encouraged me to rest as much as I could, so I did. And you came home. You're like, oh, you didn't give me a call. I'm like, well, sorry, honey.
Yeah, I was expecting to go. You speak up a little bit louder.
I am. I'm just tired. So, yeah, I spent the whole day in pre-labor, which is not too bad and manageable. But we went to bed that night, and things definitely started picking up. So about 2, I think, in the morning on Monday. No, is it Tuesday morning? Yeah, Tuesday morning, because Monday was Wesley's actual birthday, and he was hoping the baby didn't show up on his birthday. So on Tuesday morning, in the early morning, we ended up calling the midwife and going to the birthing center.
So we sat there, like, the whole day. We were figuring, okay, baby might show up anytime now.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping that baby would be there by dinner, but nope.
We're hoping for a nice, quick labor. That wasn't the case here.
I was progressing when my midwife first checked me, which was around mid-morning. I was already 5 to 6 centimeters dilated and mostly effaced. But that was it. And I was having pretty good contractions by that point. Rather uncomfortable. I was having to bend over and just breathe through it, which was...
Yeah, well, not I mean, yeah, and then everything was progressing, so we figured, you know, there wasn't anything wrong or anything going on that would be of concern. It was just you were progressing a little bit slowly than usual, but still you were progressing, so we're like, okay, anytime now the baby will be showing up. And
so then the next time she checked me, it was about mid-afternoon. I was 9.5 centimeters dilated. And the only thing that they're waiting for was this lip, I guess, of my, what is it called? I can't even think of it right now.
You're still waiting to be fully effaced.
Yeah, fully dilated, but I wasn't. But there was just this little lip, and my midwife said, well, we can move that aside, and you can start pushing. Because at that point, I was ready to push.
And all of them? Wow, both of our mothers were like... Is the baby here yet? Is she here yet? Is the baby here yet? I'm like, well, I don't know. She's getting ready to push. Oh, okay, anytime now.
But it didn't quite work out that way. So I spent the rest of that day pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing. And nothing happened. It felt like, to me, that the baby's head was coming out, but it wasn't. I spent most of the night on the toilet. Because that was the easiest place for me to labor, and still nothing happened.
You're scaring all the people who would say, what? Were you in a hospital?
We were at the birthing center, and personally, I was hoping we could stay there and have the baby there.
Here's the nice thing about the birthing center. You were able to move around to change positions, eat or drink if you had to. You weren't subjected to laying on your back and eating ice chips. So, much better for laboring.
Still, I didn't exactly eat as much as I should have, but yeah. So yeah, it was like the second time my wife checked me that my water broke. So my water broke in mid-afternoon, and I was in transition for pretty much 7 straight hours before we ended up making the decision to go to the hospital. It was like around... like a little after midnight, around
it was one, right around midnight, 1 in midnight the morning. Yeah. And the baby was stuck, I think,
and or something. That's what Rosie was saying, is that she thinks the baby might have gotten stuck. But here I am, you guys, oh gosh, I get up because I could not sleep anymore.
It's not my fault. I've been up the whole day with you. I'm burnt out.
And so Taylor... been up since 3 in the morning Taylor's the previous out. Day. He sleeps. My midwife's asleep. I am trying to sleep, but I can't because the contractions are just unbearable. So I get back up and I go back to the toilet. And I'm sitting there pushing away when I hear a knocking on the door outside. I'm like, okay, who in the world is knocking on the door at this time of night? And I'm like, I can't get up to go to the check. I'm stuck. I can't barely move because of the contractions.
You're taking too long here, huh?
So I'm sitting there. And I'm like, well, maybe they're just going to go away. Nope. Knock, 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 knock on the door again. And like, oh, great. And I can't get up to do anything. And I'm so I start calling out like, Rosie, Taylor, you guys didn't move. And then I hear steps from upstairs. So Coral, the lady who runs the birthing center, obviously heard it. So she got up and she let whoever it was in. Then a few minutes later, I hear another knocking. This time it's on our bedroom door to the birthing, you know, not the outside door, the bedroom door. And I hear, Taylor, your mom's here. I'm like, oh, great. And I'm like, Taylor. And I start calling out, trying, you know, I actually did kind of yell at some point, Taylor and Taylor. And I'm like,
you need finally, to be a little bit louder than that, babe. I was like in deep sleep mode. Like I was burned out.
Yeah. So I finally just yelled out, come in. And so the door opened and your mom and Coral came in and woke you up. And so you came.
I was up the moment the door opened and I saw my mom.
And so then she came I was in up. And then Taylor came in and we're talking and she's trying to talk to Rosie. And Rosie is just so tired that she is literally falling asleep as mom is talking to her. It's just, oh my goodness.
So long story short there, we were able to consult with what was going on. And it seemed like you'd been progressing up until the point that, well, things had stopped, like baby was stuck or something.
Well, I think baby was definitely in the birth canal, but she wasn't coming any further.
Yeah, it was like either her head was off a little bit or she was stuck or something.
Her head might have gotten turned a little bit, so that's why she couldn't come out. So,
we made a decision to go to the hospital at that point, and we're like, Jane's tired and burned out and wants to sleep, and we're tired and burned out, and I don't know, so let's just go to the hospital. We need to get her out.
I mean,
so we went to the hospital.
Thankfully, her heartbeat was consistent and strong the whole
time. Yeah, baby wasn't in distress. Baby was fine. You know, baby was doing okay, so
we go to the hospital. We need to get her out. So we ended up going to the hospital, so I'm lying in the back of the car on my side, bump, 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 all the way over to St. Mary's.
That might have did a trick. Could have just bounced around in the car a little bit and turned around and gone right back to the birthing center.
So we get there, and they're checking me out. You know, first we had to go all the way over to the women's pavilion from the ER, which is quite a trip. I'm in this wheelchair being wheeled.
Yeah, you show up at the ER and they're like, what are you here for? Oh, I don't know.
So we end up going in. The ladies are getting me prepped and ready, getting me a nursing, the hospital gown on. And the doctor comes in, they're consulting, and they're initially saying C-section. I'm like, oh, boy. Well, at this point, I'm like, fine, just get it over with, get this baby out of me. I am
tired. At this point, it's early Wednesday morning, 1-2 a.m.
So the doctor came in, and he's like, okay, yeah, we're going to do a C-section. But first, I want to see you push. I'm like, oh, God. Why? So I push a few times, and he looks, and he's like, nope, we're not going to do a C-section. The baby said is in the birth canal, and at this point, it would be very dangerous to do a C-section. So you, Jane, are going to have to push the baby out.
And by that point, you were smiling and happy.
I was not thrilled.
And then we got to the point to find out really what pushing is.
Well, I knew what pushing was, but yeah, they made me push even more. They took me over to the room, put me on the bed. Then they took my legs and shoved up my knees to my ears and said, okay, Jane, push. And in the meantime, also being pushed down below, which hurt really, really bad. I hated that.
So the doctor was there and there were like six other nurses there. And then they're like, okay, but we're going to help you here. And they said we're going to use like a vacuum, but it wasn't really a vacuum. It was more like a...
Well, you know what it looked like more than I did.
Well, it looked more like a forcep thing, but it wasn't. It was more like, okay, if I'm going to explain it, it looked like a salad tosser.
Like salad tongs, I
like
guess.
Like a salad tongs, but the end of the tongs were like coffee cup coasters. Mm. But, and then you could like squish it to like apply more pressure to the baby's head, and it was applied on both sides of the baby's head, and then it just helped provided some leverage and then help pull the baby out. So they said, we'll help you, Jane, but you probably have to do most of the pushing. Keep in mind, you had no pain medication either. You didn't get an epidural. You didn't get nothing. It was...
Nope.
You pushing away and...
I pushed and pushed and finally...
Right around 3 a.m, baby showed up.
So
all purple and went, wah, wah. And she was quiet after that. And then she was just looking around. They took her over to the warming cube and cleaned her up. And I got to cut the cord and she was purple.
Well, that's normal, dear.
I know. And then I said, did she open her eyes already? Do we have to wait 2 weeks? Ow! No, but her eyes were open. Big bright blue eyes looking around, and sure enough, baby was happy and healthy and
Meanwhile, I'm over here lying on the bed being sewn up because I tore in like 3 places and
then they're all like, squishing you to try and get
like the
placenta
only thing
out.
I didn't really like about the birth was I didn't get to meet the baby right off.
Well, you got to see her from a distance, and then we got to bring her over to you, and then you're in the middle of...
Yeah, I watching all these birth videos, even with C-sections, the mothers got to hold their baby right away, and I didn't get
that. Yep, so here's our recommendation. We are not going to the hospital again.
No.
And we are not going through another 47-hour-long labor. Hopefully.
No, hopefully when baby 2, if we have, you know, whenever baby 2 does show up, we're hoping to have it at the birthing center. Or possibly even here at home. And hopefully it'll be a quick and easy, very easy labor.
So now I'm sure people are wanting to know statistics or details.
So when she was born, she was 8 pounds, 10 ounces, which, according to my midwife, she's like, where did you hide that baby? You did not look like you were carrying that big a baby. So yeah, 8 pounds, 10 ounces, which was 4 ounces heavier than I was at birth. 21 inches long, same length as me, so, and according to my mom, she looks a lot like me, but according to Taylor's mom, she looks a lot like him.
So right now we got a huge debate going on over who she looks more like, and we tend to think she looks like a nice blend of both of us, nothing really too discerning feature-wise between each of us, but she has piano fingers or violin fingers or both or
something. Yeah, she's got long fingers that makes it good for playing instruments later down the road. Yeah. And she's healthy. We ended up staying in the hospital for 2 days, though, because the doctor said my amniotic fluid looked infected. When my midwife was saying, no, I don't think it is. It looks clear, and it's been clear this whole
time.
Perks
of the doctor.
So, yeah, as a precaution, we had to... She had to get antibiotics, which took 2 whole days, and of course that messed up her little gut.
And cleaned it all out, which isn't a good thing.
So we're all thrilled
you wanted to slap that doctor.
Yeah, I want to slap that doctor.
I got close to wanting to slap the doctor, because he came in the very next day and said, oh, are you guys going home today? I wanted to look at him and slap him and say, what are you, stupid? You made a recommendation to the pediatrician that the amniotic fluid was infected. Therefore, we have to stay for 48 hours for this antibiotic medication to be put into baby. And we can't leave until then. Otherwise, yes, we would have been leaving today, idiot. That's how the conversation would have gone down. But I don't know. I think he was probably cranky and had to get his, Botox juice or prune juice or something for the day.
Goodness.
Anyways.
So yeah, we ended up spending 2 days in the hospital. We left
I got
Monday.
To sleep on a couch.
We left on Friday and came home. And by that point, the weather had gotten a little bit colder. I mean, it was funny. Thursday, I think it was. Or it was either Thursday or Wednesday that was like 80 degrees.
That was Thursday.
Yeah. And then, of course, we couldn't enjoy it.
Yeah, because we were in the hospital.
So the next day was
enjoying glorious hospital food.
Yeah. Their omelets are not...
Have something to be desired. I don't know what it is about hospitals. You guys are really great for cleaning and cleanliness of the place, but the food could be... Well, oh, no. Oh, okay.
My mom
well, for that then,
hospital
too.
Floors are the dirtiest.
Oh, goodness. Okay, well, we're all anti-everything here, and... Oh, goodness. But, yeah, nope, baby Talia was born on October 3rd, and everything went fine, and we went home on Friday, and we've just been now home, recuperating for 3 weeks after that, and now that it's obviously a couple weeks after that, I've, you know, transitioned back into going to work. Baby is now a month and a week old. Definitely has her own personality. Likes to look around, likes to squeak. She sounds like a pterodactyl because she can't figure out how to...
Well, some of that also is just because of what she's dealing with right now in terms of the congestion that she's been dealing with. But, yeah. But still, she's getting...
She's allergic to, apparently, dairy and wheat.
Hopefully, so, we'll get her out of that and I can start eating it again. At least smaller portions.
But it's funny when I sound like a pterodactyl, too. And they go, wee, wee. She goes, oh, what the heck?
But she's definitely growing. She's been gaining steadily in her weight, which is good. She's over 2 pounds, I think, now. She's like 2 pounds up off her birth weight, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, so we're definitely excited. Things are progressing. Baby's healthy. Mom is healthy. Everybody's doing fine. And I'm doing fine. And yep, nope, don't worry, guys. We didn't fall off the face of the planet with the podcast. But here's your update. I hope you enjoyed it. And we're definitely looking forward to baby's first Thanksgiving and baby's first Christmas.
Yeah, I know. I'm kind of excited about decorating the house just because I know she's going to go crazy.
Probably going to put her in her little seat on the ground and or on the couch. And she's probably going to look at the lights on the Christmas tree and go, ooh, what's that? And the lights that you like to hang up elsewhere around the house or whatever decoration plans you have going on today. Or this year.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Probably pretty much what I did last year. I put lights around the windows and...
We tried decorating for Halloween and Thanksgiving. Well, technically just Thanksgiving. I got a pumpkin. Or no. Well, I showed her a pumpkin, but she didn't seem too interested by it. I guess because it wasn't a screen, like a TV screen, or bright twinkly lights. So, goodness, babies already don't like pumpkins.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. What?
She just doesn't understand what it is. She's really little still, dear.
She's at the stage where it's hilarious when you go under a tunnel or a bridge, and she's sitting in the car seat, and her eyeballs go, woo! Yeah. So, was that all that we were going to cover today?
Pretty much. Just
pretty much.
The labor story. And
So, instead of... three separate stories. This might have probably been essentially three stories in one big long story, or just one big long story. Take it how you will. But there you have it, guys. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode and giving us a listen. We really appreciate your support and hope you enjoyed it today. And we hope to be back next week. But if not, understand that, you know, life is life and we'll do our best.
I mean... she is on a schedule, but you never babies know. Babies can change that schedule whenever they want to. So.
Oh, speaking of schedule, she only wakes up once during the night. We're trying to get her to go the entire night.
She has been going the entire few nights.
She has been sleeping the entire night. So we're very excited and happy by that. You can see Jane, she's smiling over here because she's like, I can sleep the whole entire night instead of waking up every 2 hours to feed the baby. So, all right, guys. Have a great weekend, and we hope to see you back next week. Pretty much, keep being awesome. Peace out.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.